Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And Larry, are you online down there in Southland?
I'm here online.
Good. Let's start with this new, you mentioned you wanted to talk about, read an excerpt from a book, but also this Barry Rothman's latest code. This guy's uncovering a lot of stuff. I'm surprised he's not being censored and blocked, have his website taken down. He seems to be hitting things right on the head, starting with, the aliens and their, the whatever you want to call it, virus, I guess, whatever you want to call it, engineered, et cetera, et cetera. What's the latest he's got?
Well, one thing he's got updated, I'll give you that, and after your comment, we'll go to the newest Tor code. Barry Rothman did an updated Tor code because he wanted to see if there is an alien base on Mars now. And, of course, he's got an image. If you go to my blog, you can see it, or you can see it on his site. He did this update April the 13th, and he did two quick codes. One code says, number one, Mars base, number two, alien. And then the second code says, number one, atomic holocaust, and number two, Mars. And he basically is saying that base was uncovered in a Google search. I think it was a Mars Google search, and
yes,
they quickly covered it up and tried to get rid of it, and they even had a mention of it on Tucker Carlson where they debunked it. But he says this is absolutely not debunked. It's real. The image is real. And he claims the Torah says that it's not only a Mars base, it's an alien Mars base. And, but, you know, and I've got this question, Stuart, and I'd like your comment on this, because I, you know, even though I don't actually do the Torah codes themselves, because I don't know that much about Hebrew, which you have to run them in, I've listened to them and tried to decipher them so long. My question on this Mars base alien, I know the first thing that would come to mind is that, that's an alien, an alien from another planet or another system or something. But Stuart, could it possibly be that the alien is mankind, that we're on Mars and have a base and we're the aliens?
Well, I think we are. And when I did Project Red Star, everybody poo-pooed it. Absolute proof in my mind and a lot of other minds who saw it. Tithonia City has very advanced technology. It has Tesla technology. You can see the Tesla tower, and it matches exactly what Tesla's tower looks like sitting right there. You can see it plain as day. I'm going to post some of that on my blog. I did I think it's a 40, 50, 60 page, I can't remember, booklet showing all the different drawings, I shouldn't say drawings, all the different photographs that show it. And I believe part of that is ancient alien technology as well. And you can clearly see step pyramids. You can see a statue. Remember the Taliban blew up that statue?
Yeah.
Over there.
Yeah.
Well, the statue they blew up is almost identical to the statue that's there in Tithonia City. That was kind of poo-pooed. when I mentioned it. And I think the reason is the proof is overwhelming and people just don't want to accept it. They don't want to have to think that maybe they're not number one on the food chain anymore. And that the aliens, and remember Stan Dale did a remarkable job deciphering Daniel and the arrival and the aliens in a kind of a hybrid government. There's a movie on that, too, but I can't remember the name of it. And where police officers and whatnot were a mixture of human and aliens. People just can't get their mind around it. The government, number one, would lie to them. Well, the government lies to you folks out there listening. And even if you're deep state or global deep state and you're listening, you've been lied to, too. They lie to everybody because they don't know what the truth is. They don't have any truth in them. They're totally controlled by Satan. He's a liar and a murderer from the beginning. They don't know what the truth is. They couldn't tell the truth even if you presented it. In fact, Daniel the prophet says the wicked will never understand. Doesn't matter if you put 2,000 proof text right in front of them with clear, vivid photographs to prove whatever point you were making. They will reject all of it because they cannot accept it. Their mind is closed. So when I see something like this alien base, it verifies exactly what I tried to. When would you do that, Larry? When did I present that video documentary on Mars? That was a long time ago.
Oh, that was, 2000 or maybe earlier?
Yeah, I think so. And remember, I talked to you about it after I had never told you about anything I was working on. And but at the end, you had said, that's a non-event. I remember that very distinctly. And it was. It was a non-event. It was like it didn't exist. Well, folks, it does exist. And I think we got a PDF up on it. But if I don't, I'll see if Patty can put one up. It's on Mars base. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was going to mention, and what is absolutely shocking, before the show came on, we were talking about Art Bell. And Art Bell is well known to actually get three shovels and dig into every enigma and anomaly in the whole planet. I mean, he digs into everything in the universe. He'd dig a hole just to see what was in it. And he wouldn't touch your project, what was that, Red Star?
Tithonia,
with,
Project
hole.
Red Star.
He wouldn't touch it.
Nope. Even John Lear, whose father was the father of the Learjet, and very closely tied to government. And John Lear is the one, it's kind of a funny story he tells. He asked his mom whether Magic 12 existed, and he wanted her to ask, I think it was Major Doolittle, who was the one who conducted the B-25 raid on Tokyo. And Doolittle, very high up, a lot of connections. Anyway, his mother, he kept working on his mother to ask Doolittle whether Magic 12 was real or not. And finally, she did ask him, and Doolittle said, yes. And that's all I'm going to tell you. And that was the end of it. And when I talked to John Lear, he looked at what I had presented and the evidence I produced, and he said, no question about it. In fact, even though Art really wouldn't touch it, when he was talking, I have the interview on tape, he didn't really want to touch it, but he did say to John, yes, it definitely does look like a city down there. And Tithonia City is really kind of a little village. And it's got all kinds of things in it. It's amazing. And I, for the life of me, can't imagine why people won't accept or even look at it unless they're afraid to look at it. because the evidence is so stunning. It's kind of like the New World Order. It's obvious what they're doing. It's obvious they intend to set up a world government, and yet everybody denies it. They don't want to face it. They don't want to touch on it. It's a form, I guess, of cognitive dissonance, or what one could say, total denial. Doesn't matter what evidence you present to them, they're not going to accept it. Amazing that he's gone in here and looked at that. And no, there's no question, and this is not the only one. There are others up there that are clearly artificial structures. As to, I think we're there. I think we've been there for a long time. In fact, when I was talking to John Lear, he said, oh, yeah, we've been there for a while. And so we are. We're there. And he even claims we're on the temperate zone in Venus. You know, Venus does not rotate. It keeps the same. It's kind of like our moon. The same side always faces the sun. So there's a temperate zone between the hot side and the cold side, the freezing side. There's a little temperate zone there. He claims we're there, on Venus. So who knows? Well, I know for a fact we're on the moon. There's no question about it. Anyway, I will set up some of that. And, of course, as you know, the book Danny Dougal and the Lords of Mars was all about that.
Oh, I love
Nobody
that book.
Nobody wanted that either. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I said I love that book. That was a great book, and I wish it would have got out there to people to read.
Yeah, we tried to put it out there, and nobody was interested at all. We got zero bites. So yeah, I still got it, and we could still produce it if people want it, but they're going to have to call and say, hey, we want that. I wrote it for kids, actually, to kind of countermand, what's her name over there in England, who is writing all those satanic books. What was his name? I can't remember his name now. Very, very well-known kid who was into the magicians and all of that. Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
I wrote
yeah.
it to kind of
yeah.
counteract part of that. It's supposed to have been a big series. Nobody wanted the first one, so I said, well, I'm not going to waste my time on it. You know, it's kind of like blogging, as you well know. Nobody can, nobody answers you. Nobody replies. Well, then you begin to think, well, why should I bother taking up all this time to try and alert people, and they don't even respond? They don't even tell you where to hike out to, you know what I mean? Nothing.
Okay, now, you want me to give you that Tor code?
Yes.
Yeah, the Barry Rothman's got a new Tor code up. He put up April the 14th, and a very interesting question. What he searched was the question, a weak Biden tempts China to kill Taiwan brothers. Now, it's very interesting. There's six in the matrix here. Number one, Taiwan. Number two, Biden. Number three, Joseph. Number four, he slew his brother. Number five, weak. Number six, Nazi. So basically what Rothman claims is, he says Joseph Biden's weakness will likely be the cause for China to kill their Chinese brothers in Taiwan. And he says the code indicates to him that Joe Biden is a Nazi of the Fourth Reich. And
I believe that.
He also says Biden advances China's conquest of America agenda also. What do you think?
Well, I would say that America's already been taken over by the Chinese. We just don't know it yet. We will know it when Chinese blue helmet UN troops are patrolling the United States. That will be the obvious sign to the sleeping, comatose American people who sit back eating their brats, twiddling their thumbs. Meanwhile, they've been taken over. Meanwhile, they've sold their children into absolute slavery. Meanwhile, none of them will stand up and do anything. And right now, we're beginning to see a little resistance to mask wearing a little resistance to the lockdowns, et cetera, et cetera. But hey, they already destroyed the middle class. There's no way of getting out of this now. And with the big reset coming, Charles Schwab or whatever he calls himself, you know, these guys are satanic dictators. Nobody elected them. Who elected Bill Gates? Anybody? No, not that I know of. How about Fauci? Satanic Fauci. Anybody elect him to run the United States? I don't think so. And on it goes. And yet the American people aren't even saying, what? Who is this guy? Where does he get his authority from? Who gave all this authority to the medical establishment? Well, the answer is no one. They just took it. They took it on their own. In the night, by the way, as Satanists always operate by the night, they pass all this stuff in secret, just like the Federal Reserve. You know, they wait until everybody's gone, and then they pass something. It's treason, but treason is in right now, Larry. If you're committing treason, you're one of the crowd, and if you're a conservative, you're a bad machine, and you need to be liquidated. Okay. You wanted to read a little excerpt.
Yeah,
from the book.
Really interesting. This is one that I found in America on Fire by John D. Marlowe, and he just made an interesting comment in the back of his book here. He says, for years, God has called in America for repentance because of the murder and other vileness legally committed here. Repentance means for you to change your ways, stop sinning, and going along with the lukewarm worldly churches, and all of them are like that, and start serving God, going full blast with Him. It means to do an about face and go the other way. And I thought about what, you know, he talked about the legal murders, the killings.
Yes.
I thought about
abortion
and Terry Schiavo.
Yes. Terry Schiavo was a huge prophetic sign. And it's just too bad more people didn't see it. When I brought it up, as I did with Susan Boyle, I was just ridiculed. Well, what a stretch that is. No, it was not a stretch at all. Not one bit. Terry Schiavo represented the United States. It went all the way up to the president and the Supreme Court. Nobody came to her aid. They murdered her. Cold-blooded, first-degree murder. That's what it was. And I had a dream about it that the Lord gave me. And that was a horrible thing that occurred. And now God is going to execute the United States of America, a.k.a. Babylon the Great, under the law, just as Terry Schiavo was murdered under the law. She was a representative. It was symbolic. And it's too bad people just laugh. They, oh, not so. Never could happen here. Folks, it already has happened here. You're already occupied. If you don't believe it, stand up and see what happens to you. As some of the even people like Tucker Carlson, they work in overtime night and day to get rid of people like him and Hannity and these other guys that are even our senators. They're trying desperately to get rid of them. We are under a communist dictatorship. Biden is running by executive order. It's a dictatorship. Nobody's stopping him. Nobody's asking for his impeachment. He should be impeached. He's already committed treason. His job is to protect the borders of the United States. He's absolutely refusing to do it. That's treason. It's a national security issue. He's not doing it. That's treason. Nobody wants to call it treason, but that's what it is. And treason is in. And it's going to destroy the United States of America. Do you think God is actually fooling when he says he's going to liquidate Babylon the Great, the USA, the hammer of the whole earth? the one who has gone into almost every nation in the world and caused all kinds of trouble, he's going to destroy us. There's no way out of it. Deal with Ukraine and Russia, which we should get into right now, is probably the method which is going to explode sooner or later, might take a year, might take only weeks, into a World War III. What's the latest you've got, Larry, on business over there?
I've got a new post out today from Hal Turner, and it's very interesting because he made an interesting comment, and I'll give you the comment first, and then I'll give you the post. He says this situation with Putin and Russia is deadly serious, that they are simply not playing the game, if you get my drift. They're not playing the game. And he said that his take on things is there was only two men really on the planet that stood in the way of the New World Order doing exactly what he wanted to the people. And number one was Donald J. Trump. And number two was Vladimir Putin. And he said now that the New World Order has removed Donald J. Trump from any power of any kind, they've got to take Putin out. And it appears that the plan to remove Putin is to go to war with Russia at Ukraine and do this. And they believe, according to Hal Turner, they really believe they will survive the war. They will, that NATO and the U.S. will win the war. Now, Hal Turner don't believe that's actually going to come out like that. But here's the new post, and I'd like your opinion. Listen to this. It says Russian Pacific Fleet returns to Vladivostok, resupplying missiles and supplies being loaded. It says satellite images, and I saw the satellite images. Show the main body of Russia's Pacific Fleet returning to port in Vladivostok for a complete resupply of missiles and all ships being loaded. Says Russia is preparing for something much bigger than Ukraine. Russia is preparing for war with NATO, and the Pacific theater is just as important as the European one. What do you think?
Yeah, because when we go to war, China's going to be behind Russia as well. And they have run computer scenarios. The Department of Defense have run these scenarios. We can't win in the Chinese-Taiwan situation, according to the scenarios. We can't win in the Ukraine-Europe war with Russia. We lose. The Bible says we lose. And the reason we lose is because we turned our back on Jesus Christ. We turned our back on God the Father. We don't want anything to do with those two names. And we don't want anything to do with those filthy, rotten, deplorable Christians who are the cause of all the problems now. And that's coming right out of Washington, D.C. So here's my answer to you people who are making all those comments, like the congressman and whatnot. Here's what God has to say to you. You're going to be vaporized. You think you're going to go underground? You'll be crushed to death. And if you're above ground, you're going to be vaporized. You better read your scriptures. It's real, all of it. And you can sit there and say it isn't all you want. You can laugh at it. You can mock at it. Doesn't matter. It's real. And that is the reality. You live in a matrix. The matrix is locked. Jesus Christ is the only one who has the key. If you don't do what he says, you're not going to find him, and you're not going to get the key to unlock your prison cell. And global deep state, I really kind of feel sorry for them because I know what awaits them. And you know, it's just sad, but I think this war is going to start. Hal says this about, I think it's in the same article, Russia is preparing for war against NATO, and the Pacific theater, like you just said, is just as important because of China. And China and Russia, by the way, are kind of allies. And the pieces are almost in place, he said. It's a matter of 10 to 20 days before war starts. Well, that brings us real close to probably May 20th, somewhere in there. And I just posted a blog on, everybody should go read it. It's very, very interesting because everything that's going on in the world ties up to that blog that I posted. Here's another one. Iran blows up Mossad base. Now, Larry, Israel said that never happened.
Well, you don't always get the truth, do you?
No, not from them anyway. It says Israel firmly denies any such attack ever took place in Iraq. It says none of their people were hurt or killed in Iraq. So there you go, folks. You just don't know. Watch Russian warships deploy to the Black Sea amid U.S. destroyers' arrival as Ukraine tensions grow. Last week, a Turkish foreign ministry confirmed to Sputnik, and that's a news item, that Washington had notified Ankara about plans to sail a pair of, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, class missile destroyers into the Black Sea, where they were expected to be stationed between mid-April and early May for routine freedom of navigation operations. I suppose. Don't we have a carrier that's supposed to be going in there?
I'm not really sure. I think we've got one over in the Med, but of course we may not now. We've moved so much stuff. When Biden came in, everything started going home and declining. America started drawing down as far as we couldn't fight a war. I don't think we could fight a war hardly anywhere anymore.
Yeah, now here's another. You just never know for sure because it's so hard to vet. But Russia prepares for doomsday sanctions after Putin phone call with Biden. Then the U.S. Navy blinks first. Now, this is from Search or Fall, so who knows whether it's real or not. But she claims that we've canceled the carrier group from going in there. She says the Navy appears to have come to its senses and blinked first, and came a few hours ago when the Pentagon denied that its two warships are headed for the Black Sea and claimed that Russia is using false reports to justify military deployments on the border with Ukraine. Anyway, America's own NATO ally Turkey has already now sided with Ukraine. So what in the world is it? What's your take on what's going on over there? I think we're headed for war. I don't see any way out of this.
Well, what it all looks like is, you remember under Obama and Biden, that they used Ukraine to try to start a war before. And
yes.
It looks like Biden went back to the same old playbook as soon as they got Trump out the door. So I think we're in, what are we in, Obama part two?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, personally, I think Obama's running everything from the as far as Taiwan. Now, going over to Taiwan, China live drilled attacks on a U.S. carrier and sent a record 25 warplanes into Taiwan's airspace, violating their own airspace. And then we got this one. Kissinger warns Washington, accept new global system, which is the New World Order, or face a pre-World War I geopolitical situation. He's talking about going to war. China's military to live fire drills off Taiwan as U.S. delegations visit the island. Ukraine claims Putin is preparing to deploy nuclear weapons to Crimea as tensions ratchet up. I would say he's probably already got them in there. Anyway, last word, Larry.
Well, we just need to kind of keep a watch because it wouldn't take a whole lot of mistakes to start something there.
No, oh, no. And here's a headline from Russia. If U.S. fires cruise missiles from the Black Sea, U.S. Navy ships could be destroyed. Anyway, we'll pick up on this Friday and spend a lot more time on it. Thanks, for everyone, for listening. Heads up, things are not winding down as everybody thought they were. They seem to be increasing. Anyway, good night, folks. Take care.